In 5 minutes, I can convince even a closed-minded person that there is a creator of the world. Logically, not through faith. Not faith at all. Not faith at all. And they are not ready. But what can I tell you? So you can tell your neighbors. How do we prove there is a creator of the world? Logically. Every creation testifies that there is a creator. How does a creation testify that there is a creator? The Holy One, blessed be He, says in a verse, "And you are my witnesses," says the Lord. Another verse says, "From my flesh I shall see God. The whole earth is full of His glory. There is no place where I do not see the Holy One, blessed be He." How? I am a creation. If I am a creation, there are two possibilities. Either I created myself or someone who preceded me created me. That is it. Did I create myself? There are two possibilities. If I created myself, two possibilities. Either I existed before myself or I did not exist before myself. If I existed before myself, I do not need to create myself because I already existed. If I did not exist before myself, I could not have brought myself into being because I was not there to make myself. It is certain that I did not create myself. Finished. What is left? That I was created by someone who preceded me. That is it. Finished. We can close the university scooter. Come on, Harakiri, we can go down to the chess court. I will repeat it once more. Every creation testifies that there is a creator, not just a human creation, but even a grain of sand, Is it a creation or not? Two possibilities. Either the grain created itself or someone created it. That is it. Now let us check if it can create itself, a grain of sand. There are two possibilities. Either it was the grain of sand before it created itself, or it was not there before it created itself. If it existed before it created itself, then it already existed. It does not need to create itself. How long did it exist? It existed all the time. A creation did not exist all the time. A creation was created. If it did not exist before, how can it make itself? After all, he wasn't there to make himself. It's necessary that every creation testifies by the very fact of being created that there was a creator who preceded it. Let's go back until the first of all creations. It's necessary that for the first of all creations, because it was created, as we explained, that there was a creator who created it. So we found the creator who created the first creation. We'll ask, you know, and who could have possibly created the creator? The creator cannot have a creator. Why? If the creator also has a creator, then what is he? A creation. Then he's also a creation? Well, then we'll have creations. Creations without a creator? Impossible. There must be a creator because we see that there are creations. So a creator exists. And if the creator has a creator, it's impossible because there are no creations without a creator. It's necessary that there is a first creator who is not created, who created all creations, and he is eternal, existing always without a beginner, without a beginning, and without an end. How do I know? From the fact that I exist. I am the witness that I didn't make myself. So someone who preceded me did so until the first, so this is a simple logical proof that cannot be refuted. Well, let them bring the scientists now to deal with this. It's impossible, dear friends, impossible. The whole world tried to deal with it. Impossible, so simple. Why be a monkey? Why climb the trees? Why? Why? Because if you're not a monkey, you need to fill in, you need to keep the Sabbath. That's the problem. They don't want that. So they say, you know, monkeys weren't at the revelation at Sinai. We don't claim that either. So you're exempt. Another thing, everything in the world is limited. Everything in the world is limited. It has a limit, boundaries. Here, this cup is limited. If it's limited, it has a limit. Someone limited it. The book is limited. Someone limited it. The table is limited. The carpenter limited it. The hall is limited. The contractor limited it. The earth is limited. The sun, the moon, the stars are limited. Someone limited them. There is a limiter for all the limited things, and the limiter of all the limited things is not limited, because if he were limited, then there would be a limiter above him who limited him. We'll have to reach the first one who limited all that is limited. That's the Creator who created all of creation. Simple. You see, we haven't even started kindergarten yet, and we already know it all. Yes.
But that's also what scientists say, that everything comes from one source.
No.
Why?
I'll tell you. Scientists say there was an explosion.
All comes from one point.
A single point. There was an explosion. The point expanded, 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 until you ended up here. Now let me tell you, I'm willing to bet everything I have. Bring one scientist, take all the scientists in the world, take all the demolition experts there are, take as many bombs as you want, explode, 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 explode. If after a trillion years of explosions, they manage to produce just once from an explosion a disposable cup, I'll give them whatever they want. Not an eye, not an eye, not an eye. Heaven forbid, not an eye. A disposable cup. Do you understand what rubbish this is?